From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A powerful earthquake has shaken Japan and triggered a devastating tsunami, a wall of water up to 30 feet high that has swept away buildings, cars, in a matter of seconds along a coastal area north of Tokyo. The BBC's Roland Burke describes a scene of panic in downtown Tokyo.
I'm standing on the balcony of an office, and inside, everything that was on shelves, on the walls, on people's desks, that's all been thrown off onto the floor. So you can really see the power of it in there. And around the city, there are a few places where there have been fires as well, started by the earthquake. But the real thing that people are watching, and they're seeing it on the big advertising TV hoardings that characterize Tokyo, is that tsunami hitting further to the north, the great wave of mud and debris sweeping across fields and greenhouses and carrying cars and some buildings and ships with it.
The BBC's Roland Burke in Tokyo. Japanese officials say at least 40 people have been killed, but that number is expected to rise. Japan's Prime Minister Naoto Kan says there's been damage to at least one nuclear power plant in the country, his remarks interpreted by Japan's NHK TV.
Regarding our nuclear power facilities, some of the nuclear power plants have stopped automatically, but so far, no radioactive material or radiation has been confirmed to have been leaked to the outside.
Tsunami warnings are posted for the entire Pacific region, including the west coast of the United States and Hawaii. That's the sound of a tsunami alarm sounding in Honolulu. Authorities there are hoping people heed the warning. Bill Dorman of Hawaii Public Radio says there was a similar alert about a year ago there. The mayor of Hawaii, the mayor of Honolulu, is offering a similar warning.
We do not know how many waves are going to be coming. We do not know which wave, if any wave, causes the most damage, and how long the series of waves can last.
There was a similar alert about a year ago in Hawaii after a strong earthquake in South America. Hawaii Public Radio's Bill Dorman says people there did not have to abide by that alert, but they're hoping that things will be different this time.
There were warnings of a possible tsunami here, and that didn't take place. And so the fear going into this situation was that people might not take it very seriously. The governor came out tonight, made a statement saying, urging people to take that seriously.
Bill Dorman in Honolulu. Dr. Robert Cesaro with the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says the city of Honolulu is built to minimize damage from a tsunami.
Tourists in Waikiki on Oahu are told to go up what we call vertical evacuation. The hotels are built so that the first floor is basically a sacrificial floor, so the waves just tear through whatever's down there. But the structure is strong enough that the wave's not going to hurt it.
This is NPR News. The son of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is warning that forces loyal to his father will retake areas now controlled by rebels in the eastern part of Libya. European Union government leaders are meeting in Brussels today to look for ways to halt the violence against the opposition in Libya. James Clapper, the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, says Gaddafi controls a lot of military resources.
Libyan air defense structure on the ground, radars and surface-to-air missiles, is quite substantial. In fact, it's the second largest in the Mideast after Egypt.
Clapper testifying before a Senate panel. The Taliban are claiming responsibility for a suicide bomb attack that killed a police chief and two of his bodyguards in Afghanistan. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the attack is part of a recent upsurge in violence in the northern and eastern part of that country.
A spokesman for the governor of Kunduz province says the attacker targeted the police chief on the street in Kunduz city, killing him and two police officers who were guarding him. The attack wounded 10 other people, including 7 policemen. Insurgent violence has grown recently in parts of Afghanistan that had been relatively quiet. NATO officials say that's because intense pressure from international forces in the south has pushed militants into other parts of the country. NATO commanders are anticipating that attacks will increase in the spring and summer, which is the traditional fighting season for Afghan rebels. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
Updating our top story, authorities in Japan now say at least 40 people have died and dozens of others are missing after an earthquake and tsunami hit the northern part of that country. The quake triggered a tsunami that swept across parts of the country, sweeping away boats, cars, and buildings. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for